Riot police instructed us to get into their riot car full of riot police. They kept us in the car for an hour. We asked what the charge was, and they said, "We will not tell you." It was only after an hour that they asked us to embark from the car, and then they told us to leave.
But while you were in the car, were you harassed? Were you beaten? Or what were they saying to you during that time?
They just came to us. They were telling us that we think we are clever. We think we know the Constitution. What we were doing is illegal. So it was more of verbal abuse, but there was no physical abuse.
So what's the way forward now?
The way forward is, as I always say, as I, Mujare, Tendai, Linette, Mudewe always say, demonstrating is our right as Zimbabweans. So no amount of harassment, no amount of beating, no amount of arresting will stop us from demonstrating. Whenever we have got an issue, we will notify the police and we will go ahead with our demonstration. For now, we are happy that we went to Megawatt and women were ready to demonstrate. The message is out there, loud and clear. We want our girls back. Bring back our girls. So the government of Kuwait knows, the government of Zimbabwe knows, we want our girls back.
How many women would you say had assembled for the march?
The first batch of women that came at the Megawatt, there were about 50 women. But definitely, given the high presence of riot police, some of the women who wanted to come had could not find the strength to come and join when riot police was all over the place. So a lot of people were now sending us messages on WhatsApp asking us where they could go, but then we could not respond to them because they were afraid.